The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We are into the new year, folks. What is the new year going to bring us? Talking with Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, you know, I was thinking during the break, corn. Yeah, let's make ethanol out of it, which brings on a myriad of problems for cars. Has a tendency to absorb and collect water in your tank seasonally. People up north know this. When it gets cold, gets warm, gets cold, you know, you got water in the bottom of your tank, and that's not good for your engine. Neither is the ethanol that's burned in your engine to begin with. But, you know, on a larger subject, go against Monsanto. Well, they've since been sold. I forget the name of the company that bought them out, some big, huge conglomerate. But in California, we saw exactly how that company felt about people protesting. They just wanted to know if they had genetically modified stuff in their foods, and we're not even allowed to know that. Now, with what you were talking about before the break, about growing, you know, plants that combat cancer, or who would give a damn if a cow ate a marijuana plant that didn't have THC in it, but it has the healthy benefit of it? And why would we need to make clothing out of hemp? Because we don't have any clothing manufacturing anymore. And we certainly wouldn't want to go against the big giant companies, you know, bringing us better life through chemicals. We certainly wouldn't want to hurt the fertilizer companies. But we all know, and the rest of the world has found out, that, you know, these Frankenfoods is not a good idea. Laboratory test. Rats running around with dragging around tumors as big as they are. And here we are, we're going to get rid of Obamacare, which is a good thing. But we've got the Centers for Disease Control and the FDA that controls just about everything and everybody in the market out there. And, you know, where are we going to be cancer-wise? We have more prostate cancer, more breast cancer. People's body parts are falling off due to cancer. Yet they've been studying this for how many years now, the American Cancer Society, and they can't give us anything to combat cancer. And when we do come up with stuff that does combat cancer, it's illegal, and you're going to go to jail for that? Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of a messed up system. You know, I was going to tell you, since you worked up in Michigan, around Detroit, and in the automotive factory, you know, Henry Ford was an inventor, farmer. Now, yep. What do you think he grew on his farm to fire up his Model T that he was inventing?
Where do you think he got the building materials to make his Model T out of hemp?
I can imagine.
But, yeah.
My goodness. I mean, it's a plant. It's a natural thing, and you can question. If there is a all great creator, he created this. He created it for a reason. Everything on this planet that is natural is a reason. this man-made petrochemical pharmaceutical garbage that they've been feeding us. Look at the soles of your shoes. Give you an example. The soles of your shoes are synthetic. The material made in your shoes is, it could be deer skin, it could be leather, but it's not. It's something else that's synthetic. So now you can't walk around in the woods, whatever, and you can't get the natural hertz, healing hertz from the earth, which is between 7 and 7.4 hertz. You can't get that unless you kick your shoes off.
Right. I was just thinking that before you mentioned it, by the way.
No, okay, well, good. And you're on the same page because, you know, Jennifer, a lot of days I come home after work and I used to just kick back in the backyard with the cat running around having a good time and just sit there without my shoes off. And you don't realize how upbeat you are when you walk in 2 hours later and you're going to make dinner and call it a night. I mean, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't realize that. They don't realize that every time you plug an electrical outlet in or a toaster or whatever, you're using 60 hertz in your home.
Yep.
It's not within the healing frequency range.
Yeah.
You know, and Nikola Tesla knew that. And J.P. Morgan stepped in and Westinghouse stepped in. They said, oh, no, this is no good. We got to have wires. We got to have this. We got to have that. And he knew that a central delivery system to anybody who had a high enough antenna, big enough diameter copper rod going up into the air, they could draw in all of the voltage and amperage that they need.
Free energy.
Do anything they
free energy, brother.
Yep, free energy. So, hey, and there's something else before I get off the phone with you. You know, you talked about Prince earlier. What reference did you have that he died of a drug overdose? Because he was a devout Jehovah's Witness.
Nah, it was fentanyl. And that was, they did an autopsy on him, and that's what he OD'd from.
Oh, my goodness. Is that a man-made petrochemical pharmaceutical drug?
You got it.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Well, I thought Prince was more natural because the guy was talented. He could play 23 different instruments.
Yep.
And I kind of think something was a little weird with that. I think they bumped him off because he was trying to get his own record label. He would not bow down and kiss the feet of the Jews.
Well, and ironically, they both died at the same age. And who was the other one that died? As a matter of fact, I think he even did a recording where he was slamming the Jews. And that, you know, can't have that. By the way, the cattail issue. I have firsthand knowledge about cattails. I got schooled in it many years ago where I had a friend up in Michigan that he wanted to start not a trout farm, but a perch farm. Now, there was several reasons why he was doing it. There's been a lot of overfishing in the Great Lakes with perch, and what was happening is the strain was getting diluted. So he was going around collecting the best eggs that he could find. He'd bring them back. He would hatch them out, grow them to the fingerling size in indoor tanks, and then release them outdoors. The growing temperature, I think, for perch, below 74 degrees or thereabouts, their growth pattern slows dramatically. So at any rate, he would take these fingerlings, put them in an outdoor pond, feed them outdoors, and then seine or capture them, net them, bring them back in, keep them under controlled lighting conditions, fed them, and grew perch. Now, perch is not... it's not cheap. I think it's still $6-7 a pound. So that made it attractive. Everybody else was growing, you know, this fish or that fish, but perch, aside from anything else, it's tasty. Well, the Department of whatever the hell it is in Michigan, I'll think of the name here in a second, Department of Natural Resources, the DNR, was very interested in what he was doing with his fish farm. So they come out to take a look at it and test the water. He would pump water in from, I think it was Lake Huron. He'd pump the water into the ponds, and it would be continual, and then there'll be a runoff back into the lake. Well, what do you think he was using in those ponds as filtration? He was using cattails. And the water, when the DNA, or the Department of Natural Resources, rather, checked the water that was going back into the lake, it was twice as clean as the water he was pumping out and putting into the ponds. So what he had done was created this fish farm that was eco-friendly and raising something that brought a good price to the pound, and that was perch. Very hard to do. Everybody told him he wasn't going to be able to do it. Oh, if you want to start a farm, do a trout farm. And by the way, move further south where the temperatures are, you know, more moderate throughout the year. No, this guy did it. He did it. So, you know, there are many, many, many things that we could be doing. Creative, entrepreneurial people that are concerned about what they're eating, their health. There's an entire market. Jerry, I'll also give you the other one that I came up with. Well, I would like to do a bakery, turn it into a national bakery to supply as many outlets, the retail outlets, as I possibly could. Using what? Wheat that's imported into this country that isn't genetically modified. And by the way, going back, rather than this stuff that we're eating now that's been genetically modified to begin with, going back to the old wheats of the old world that were nutritious. And imagine this, to be as bold as to put on the label non-GMO, it would fly off the shelves. Breads, you know, whatever you would use flour for. If I had the investment money, that's exactly what I'd be doing right now. I'd have somebody I'd have somebody else sub for my show. And I'd go build that business and funnel the money back into this network, and I'd be buying radio stations right and left. That's what I'd be doing with my profits.
You sold me on it. You know, I wouldn't mind having something that's all natural, a good bread.
Feel good about buying it. Even, Jerry, the simple act of reaching up on a grocery shelf and pulling off a product just to feel good about that. Holy mackerel, that's worth its weight in gold right there.
Oh, you're 100% right, John. Well, listen, I've taken enough of your time. I appreciate you taking my call. And again, I hope you have a great new year.
I hope you do as well, because we're two peas in the same pod. If you do well, I'll do well.
Sounds good, John.
Happy New Year, Jerry.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye. Right.
When are you supposed to stop saying Happy New Year? Next week? Oh, knowledgeable one that knows a lot about a lot of things. I know you pulled it right out of your ear or thereabouts. Charlie in St. Petersburg. Hello, Charles.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
Happy New Year. I think you're talking about the DARK Act, where Congress is forbidden, even labeling GMOs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think Putin in Russia said, I've seen quotes from him, that they're not going to have any GMOs. They're going to have pure organic in all their food.
By the way, Charles, thank you for bringing up Russia. One other thing I wanted to throw in, and I thought about it prior to the show today. I've been on YouTube lately. And there was a series of videos, I guess. Mike, what's the deal in Russia with the insurance over there? I'm sorry? Too many scammers? So everybody carries recording devices in their trucks and their cars. And there is a ton of videos out there of these accidents that are happening. And I've watched hour after hour of them. And the one thing that I noticed, guess what they don't have in Russia? And I can say this with a certain amount of certainty, about 99% sure. Guess what they don't have over there, Charles? What? They don't have chemtrails.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, chemtrails are real. I believe that. I think they're...
Holy hell,
I think they're real.
Walk outside tomorrow. Look up in the sky.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Another thing... the I want to mention the what Rabelais, the in 1534 in his book Gargantua and Pantagruel, he's supposed to have called hemp the miracle panacea. He called it Pantagruelian. It was a miracle herb and mentioned in his great classic of French literature. I don't know if you ever heard him.
No, I have not.
Yeah, Pantagruelian, and that was it's suggested that his Pantagruelian mentioned in his book Gargantuan Pantagruel was really hemp, you know, which is even then was recognized as a.
Yeah, Charles, you're starting to blip out on me here.
Yeah, sorry. You forgot about the NDAA Act of 2017 that also they want to penalize anyone who has the mildest criticism of Jews or Israel, too.
Well, of course.
In that act, the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act.
Well, of course.
You're an anti-Semite, even if you mildly criticize any Jew or the country of Israel, according to that act. And I don't know what they prescribe jail sentences. I don't know. You'd have to look at the act.
Well, let me just put it to you this way, Charles. If I got feds with their shiny little badges coming to my place, wanting to arrest me for anything of that nature, the only thing I'm going to give them is lead. I am not going with them. I am not talking with them. I'm not going to fall into their federal trap. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen.
Well, first they'll probably have a war, you know, so they can clamp down on everything and bring in all these federal emergency acts that have been accumulated from not just...
From
W. Bush,
Charles, everybody wants to... Charles, everybody wants to stay away from this subject. We may have to go to the cartridge box because I don't see Donald Trump busting up the corptocracy. Do you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Well, you know what Ron Paul said? He said about Trump. He said, looks like he's putting together a Bilderberger cabinet. Did you catch that?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Okay,
but he's also okay. But understand this as well. To be fair to Trump, he didn't create this system. He didn't help build it. He's going to be in Washington, and he has to work within it somewhat in order to get the job done. And I explained it extensively as to why he's brought in the people that he has.
There's nobody else to work with.
Well,
except these backstabbers and traitors.
Well, look. If you want to learn the ways of a thief, talk to a thief. If you want to learn how to be a good burglar, you talk to a good burglar. You know?
To catch a thief, set a thief to catch a thief.
There you go.
Possible.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we won't take up any more time. I just wanted to add that about the NDAA Act. Also included in there, one of the great provisions that you're an anti-Semite, no matter what you do, even Alex Jones is. He doesn't even know he's an anti-Semite.
Oh, no. He's too much of an Israeli butt-kisser to be that. Trust me.
Well, any mild criticism of the mildest is...
Well, then you won't notice it when it mildly goes away, his mild criticism, and it just up and totally disappears. You wouldn't even notice it's gone.
Okay, I'll see you then.
Thank you, Charles. God, I don't want to talk about Alex Jones. No. This guy's having a meltdown. By the way, he's with his new wife. He's vacationing in Hawaii. You usually tune him in just for a few minutes a day just to check the temperature. Paul Joseph Watson was doing a show today, so I think he's off getting married to the new girl. Oh, gosh.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Is that, Mike, or is that my new theme song for 2017? Because I'm going to have to stop talking about the Jews, and I'm going to have to curtail the speech and just run mainstream media news? Nah, I think Johnny's going to be bad. Charlie in Louisiana. Hello, Charlie. I'm sorry, L.A. That's not Lower Alabama?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
All right.
I think the information you got on Prince came from the media, didn't it?
Actually, it came from a report that I saw, Coroner's Report. I remember reading it a couple of weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I know people that knew him. When he was in Vegas performing at the casino, there were stagehands, and they said he was a perfectionist and a hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody didn't say he was a... Look, at people that die of drug overdoses, man, you find them laying around on sofas, passed out. I don't buy the story. I would be suspicious of this, along with all the other rockers that, you know, end up dead that have large estates and lots of independence. So I would just be suspicious of it all.
Yeah,
that's about all I've got to say.
Well,
thank you, Don.
Well, and I appreciate that. I mean, I was reading John Rappaport. I posted the article on republicbroadcasting.org about his second look at Judge Anton Scalia, and how this guy that supposedly this doctor has this penchant for not doing autopsies, and he turned up some more information on it. So, you know, I look, it's, he very well might have been knocked off. I don't know. Was he given something that he thought was something else? There was the report that a couple days, and that was confirmed, that he ended up in an emergency room. I guess he was going to some sort of gig or something, and his plane landed. He had to go to the hospital because something was wrong with him. I don't know. You know, and this is the problem when we don't have real journalism in this country, isn't it? That you have to question everything that's being reported. That is what I see as being the number one problem. By the way, Monsanto, the company that bought Monsanto out, was none other than Bayer. So there you go. And Obama, here's a wonderful guy. Nobel Peace Prize winning Barack Obama. And for what reason? Well, he's going to leave office here in a couple of weeks with a dubious honor of having sold more weapons than any other American president since World War II. And these supposed experts through the mainstream media are saying that President-elect Donald Trump will most likely sell even more. I don't think so. Why that was included in that sentence, I have no idea, because Trump is going to stop this nation building. Ergo, you don't have to sell arms to the opposition that wants to bring down any country anywhere in the world. Now, Obama's deal, most of the arms deal, totaling over $200 billion in a period from 2008 to 2015, have, guess what? They ended up in the Middle East. This is why the previous sentence makes no sense. According to Congressional Research Service, reported published in December. Now, the report produced by a nonpartisan government agency attached to the Library of Congress breaks down the weapons sold, which included surface-to-air missiles, tanks, and supersonic combat aircraft. Focusing on arms deals to developing nations, the extensive report found that Saudi Arabia was the top arms importer with deals worth around $94 billion. From that same time period, 08 to 2015. Now, under Obama, the overall sales, pending delivery, of equipment and specialized training for troops to Saudi Arabia alone ballooned to $115 billion. Now, what's Saudi Arabia up to over there? Well, they're kind of spearheading a coalition. We'll tell you about that after the bottom of the hour break here. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowner.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
And improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it.
Well, Saudi Arabia is spearheading a coalition of Arab nations in a bombing campaign, closing in on 2 years against the insurgent Houthi militias in Yemen, who took over the capital of Sana'a in September of 2014. And, of course, the United States has sent special operations forces to assist the Arab coalition in a grinding war that has seen over 10,000 killed, 2.2 million displaced, and nearly 500,000 children on the brink of famine from the ensuing crisis. Where's all the snowflakes that are decrying the fact that all these children are dying? Well, can't we give them something of greater importance to melt down over? Evidently, they're not interested. Earlier this month, the United States decided to halt future sales of precision-guided munitions, which are supposed to hit specific targets and minimize collateral damage, to the Gulf Kingdom, citing civilian deaths in Yemen. But the experts themselves are skeptical this will deter Saudi Arabia from continuing to fuel its regional proxy wars. Cole Bockenfeld, Deputy Director of Policy, the Project in the Middle East Democracy. Oh, there's a wonderful organization. Even he said that, frankly, it was really minor and temporary punishment. I don't view it as a major consequence. It's more symbolic than anything else. He pointed to the U.S. partially suspending military aid to Egypt after the military overthrew the unpopular government in 2013 as another example of the lack of political will of the Obama administration to rock relations with its allies. The Congressional Report, Conventional Armed Transfers to Developing Nations, 2008 to 2015, noted that Egypt was the biggest recipient of arms deliveries last year, worth $5.3 billion. Now, although the highly lucrative global market for arms dipped to around $80 billion in 2015 compared to $89 billion in 2014, the U.S. still ranked first in weapon sales with $40 billion in inked deals. What's changed during the Obama administration is the increasing arms sales has become a standardized component of diplomacy at all levels of government, not just in the Defense Department. For U.S. diplomats to become the salesman, that has been a new element which really increased exports. Russia remains the United States' closest competitor with around 20% share of the market. Its most important client is India, which was the second largest arms importer behind Saudi Arabia at over $34 billion over the period of those 7 years. Now, under Putin, Russia has ramped up its military footprint in the Middle East by supporting Bashar al-Assad's regime government in Syria, driving the Qatari and Saudi-backed rebels out of Aleppo earlier this month. It's been accused of using incendiary weapons such as the TOS-1A and the Betab 500 that burned their victims and have flattened whole areas of eastern Yemen. I have not seen any evidence of that, but it is what it is. Lark in Texas. Hello, Lark.
Happy New Year, John.
To you as well.
Thank you. Listen, forgive me. I wanted to call and make comment about something you read earlier with mention of civil society. Do you recall earlier in the broadcast?
Yes.
Well, you, by reading that, what you shared with your listeners was a perfect example of communitarian code speak, as exemplified by, among several other catchphrases and words within the text of what you were reading, that word civil, or those words civil society. Now, here's the evidence for where the listeners can get this information. They can do a search on the internet for an article written by Fareed Zakaria. Fareed Zakaria, Global Public Square, GPS, member of the Council on Foreign Relations. The article is entitled "The ABCs of Communitarianism." A stands for Aristotle, B stands for bowling, and C stands for civil society. And then, of course, the two pieces that you published at your website recently that I submitted, Communitarianism, First Things First, and Lark on Communitarianism, is probably about the best condensed instruction and or introduction to the topic that anyone will find anywhere on the internet.
Yeah, and Lark, just so you know, that was somebody else's story, and I'm not in the habit of editorializing and erasing, doing my own 1984 scratch, and putting my own words in there, just so you know.
Well, I guess I don't know what you mean, but...
I am. If I'm doing somebody's story, I'm not going to revamp it. I am not going to change the words. I let their words stand in their own article.
Oh, I'm glad.
Well, okay then. All right.
No, I'm thrilled. Because the outbound links that were provided in those two pieces under columnists at RBN will basically provide quite an education for anybody that really wants to learn about this thing called communitarianism and communitarian law. Or as you put it in the text that you read from earlier in the broadcast, civil society thinking.
Yeah. And you know, Lark, is, I got to ask you the obvious question here. Instead of trying to educate everybody about communism or its roots, wouldn't it be better for us to return to the true intent of our own Constitution?
Well, there are many ways to answer that. I mean, naturally, we'd like to go back to a simpler time when, you know, words meant simply what they meant. And, you know, law was proscribed by words in things like constitutions, both state and federal. But that's not the reality of the world that we live in today, unfortunately. And unfortunately, too, we have to recognize the reality that capitalism is really not about free enterprise or free markets any longer.
No, it's not.
It's really about corporatism, which is another form of socialism, just like, frankly, so is libertarianism, and so is communism.
Well, and why has not the libertarians picked up on this when they claim that they're more constitutional than the constitutionalist?
Because they are completely caught up in the gestalt of libertarian groupthink. And libertarian groupthink, if you look up the word in the encyclopedia, libertarianism, you'll see that libertarians themselves are all over the map. They're paleoconservatives, they're neoconservatives, they're socialists, they're communist, they're anarcho-capitalists, like Peter Thiel. And, I mean, they're literally all over the map. The other thing is that most libertarians don't know anything about the history of the word and how it was brought into the American lexicon. And the perfect example of that is the guy named William James Sidus, spelled S-I-D as in David, I-S as in Sam, Sidus.net. For him, everything was beneath the rubric of this thing called democracy, especially as exemplified by that thing called libertarianism. And you and I both know that democracy is no prescription for freedom or liberty.
No, it's not.
Because it's mob rule.
But it's and the listeners to this network understand, Lark, that that's the buzzword for socialistic government.
That's right. And today, unfortunately, for corporatists or capitalists, as well as for communists. And that's why the reality is that most people have no idea that they may be compartmentalized in their various roles they take upon themselves in this life, particularly in the economic world, in their jobs or professions or livelihoods. They may be, in fact, a part of organized crime and don't even recognize it, because it's organized crime in the form of cronyism, mercantilism, and corporatism or fascism. So that's the reality. The reality is that most Americans do not realize that they're part of a perpetual motion machine, because we've all, whether we want to admit it to ourselves or not, have been socially engineered since birth. And that's the reality of the world we live in today. We cannot have discussions because we refuse to name the problem. Some say it's communism. Others will say it's capitalism. You know what I'm saying? We all were divided and conquered. And they did it through the language and the dissemination of language, which is designed to keep the people divided and at each other's throats.
And hence, rather than trying to dig through the morass of the crap that they have created, I take the shortcut, Lark. I get to go right back to the Constitution. We've spelled this out on this network, Lark. You know, we've gone through the New Deal. We've gone through the administrative procedures. We've gone through the UCC. I was actually going to have Al Whitney on today, but I couldn't reach her to talk about this, because I was thinking a lot about Mr. Trump. Yeah, great corporate leader, and he's going to be heading the greatest corporation on the face of the earth, and he's going to be working with corporations, and isn't that wonderful? Well, from the aspect of bringing jobs home, that's all that people know, and that's all that they want to hear. I get that, and I understand it. And simply going back to the tenets of the original Constitution and how the original government was formed, you know, this Constitution and the Bill of Rights was the guidelines for that government. And you weren't supposed to color outside the lines. Well, they've scribbled all over the place now. And what I'm saying to you is, Lark, I understand and appreciate, believe me, I really do, what you try to impart to people, but the people that really need to hear this is not the survivors, or better put, not for the people that were dumb enough to even vote for Hillary Clinton. These are the new liberated ones, or at least they think that they are. They're the ones that call themselves the free thinkers or the progressives or, you know, whatever. These are the people that really need to understand this, and you cannot get past two sentences with these people because they will not and cannot hear you.
Well, you're right, and maybe you might want to think about getting people like Charlotte Iserby and Robin Eubanks back on, get them together. In fact, I might suggest that something that Al Whitney, I bet, would be delighted to hear, and perhaps Ron McDonald. I want to hear some legal beagles out there. You know, the people are still practicing law or are retired, and get them on, and let's get to the root of the problem. In my opinion, the root of the problem is really centered in two professions, and that would be banking and law.
Yeah. Yep. You got it. And what are the lawyers out there doing? They're having an absolute field day. Where? In the administrative courts.
They're both involved in organized crime.
Yes.
Whether they want to admit it or not.
That's right. And again, rather than going through all these gyrations, let's follow what the Constitution has to say about money. And what it's really tied to. This is my argument with, you know, your complaint was for many years that people don't read enough. Well, they're in a world that they're being pulled 90 different ways from Sunday, and they have kind of missed the importance of sitting down with something other than electronic and hard drives and chips, namely books. I get that. I understand that. But we're living in such a fast-paced world, they feel that this technocracy is there to aid them, and it's more of a detriment to them than it is an aid. And again,
well,
go ahead.
You know who spoke well to that today is your host, Chris Hinckley, on Road Warrior Radio.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was so enthralled by his broadcast, I called in the last 10, 15 minutes of the broadcast and weighed in on his summary, because really what he's speaking to, and what I agreed was the problem, is we are sliding down that communitarian slope. Unwittingly, unwillingly, unknowingly. We're following into the communitarian's trap.
Not on and this network.
It's called technological slavery.
Lark, I, if you've noticed on the website, I've been running a lot more stories talking about technocracy. I hope you have noted. And
I love your website.
Yeah. So, you know, and I'm the one that picks out most of those stories, by the way. So what I'm trying to impart upon you, my dear friend, is that this listening audience gets it. When you're talking to them, you're talking to the choir. And what I'm trying to impart upon you is the people that really need to hear this don't want to hear it, or the other half don't even know that we exist.
By the way, I tried to call into the Rents Network this morning because they had an attorney who goes by the name of Don Advo, but I'm not sure they much like me there, because Don Advo talks about civil rights a lot.
Yep.
And, you know, of course, he's a practicing attorney on the West Coast, the left coast.
Yep.
But I totally agree with you. I know the people on this network get it. But I might suggest for the new year that we go after these lawyers and these bankers, because these people someone needs to point the finger at them. Because, see, these people are not going to step out of line, just like these big media creeps.
Yeah. Well,
they'll do anything to keep their damn jobs.
Yeah. And the first thing that I would do is I would pull the plug on their money scam deal. That would be
if they like democracy so much, why don't we all decide what we want to accept as money?
Yeah, there you go. All right, Lark, I got one other story I want to cover before the end of the program. I thank you for your call, sir.
All right, nice talking to you, John.
All righty. Yeah, that's not a bad idea, Robin Eubanks and Charlotte Iserby. I think I will make that happen. There's one thing I wanted to cover here. Lawmaker seeks to pass constitutional carry gun bill this year, and it's obviously hotly contested, even here in Texas. It was hotly contested in a legislative session in 2015, led to two controversial gun laws, one that allow for open carry of handguns and another that permits the concealed carry of handguns on Texas college campuses. Now, one lawmaker is looking toward the upcoming legislative session with a hope of to pass a bill that would give all Texans the right to openly carry a firearm with or without a permit. I, for one, would much rather carry it concealed, but hey. House Bill 375, authored by State Representative Jonathan Strickland, Republican out of Bedford, Texas, is known as a constitutional carry, and it would make the licensing process and classes to obtain a permit optional, not mandatory. The idea, according to Strickland, is that Texans shouldn't be forced to take a course and pay a fee to exercise their Second Amendment rights. And if passed, Texas would be the 11th state to allow constitutional carry. A number of Texas Democrats, of course, opposed the proposal. State Representative Donna Howard, a Big D out of Austin, a critic of both the campus carry and open carry laws, said constitutional carry seems to be an unnecessary thing. Yeah. The Texas Tribune thanks its sponsors, I'm sure that it does, and Moms Demand Action, a group of advocates for tighter gun control, will fight the constitutional carry proposal. According to a spokeswoman, Nicole Golden of Austin, under Strickland's bill, there'd be no way to tell whether people carrying handguns in public have a permit or have been trained. And who gives a crap? Who gives a damn? You know, you learn pretty quickly when you're carrying a loaded firearm the weight of responsibility that carries with that. We get it. You don't. Golden says, well, being a mother of two, that obviously concerns those of us who live and raise our families in Texas. Well, if you don't like it, move to California, you dumb twit. Who needs you? You're in a socialist state of Austin anyhow. You'd be right at home out there. Last session, the legislature made Texas the 45th state to allow the open carry of handguns. That was Senate Bill 17, which took effect in January of 2016. Allows roughly 826,000 handgun license holders to openly carry their weapon in a hip or shoulder holster. Currently, Texans who choose to carry are required to have a permit, according to Strickland. However, this shouldn't be the case. Carrying a firearm is a big personal responsibility, and I agree with that. And taking a couple of classes for a couple hours doesn't mean you're necessarily ready to carry. For most gun owners, they put more time and training into it than the state mandates. We just think it's time to restore the constitutional rights to Texas. Do me a favor, Mike. Strickland, find out where this guy is at, what office he's in. Get a phone number. I want to get this guy on air. He's going to need some help down here in Texas. Or a lot of Texans forgot about what it's like to be a Texan. Carrying a firearm is a big personal responsibility, and taking a couple classes for a couple hours doesn't mean you're necessarily ready to carry. For most gun owners, they put more time and training into it than the state mandates. We just think it's time to restore the constitutional rights to Texas. Hear, hear. And this isn't a fringe issue. This has become the norm, and Texas needs to catch up with the rest of the nation on the Second Amendment. State Representative Jonathan Strickland, Republican, through spokeswoman Sierra Matthews, Governor Greg Abbott declined to comment on whether he'd support a constitutional carry bill, In a statement to the Texas Tribune, however, Matthews said the governor will always consider legislation aimed at preserving our right to keep and bear arms. Well, how about carrying them around? Abbott previously advocated for Texans who wanted to carry openly to go through the same training and background checks as concealed handgun license holders. Now, Strickland has a track record of championing pro-gun legislation. During the last legislative session, he supported open carry and authored House Bill 195, a constitutional carry bill that never received a committee hearing. In other words, it went nowhere. Strickland said he's hopeful HB 375 won't suffer the same fate since both open carry and campus carry are now law. I think it's the next logical step for gun rights to pass this bill, according to Strickland. And Strickland is not alone among lawmakers wanting to make these handguns easier for Texans to obtain and purchase. Within the first month of the bill filing in the 2017 legislative session, State Senator Robert Nichols, Republican out of Jacksonville, and State Representative Dustin Burroughs, Republican out of Lubbock, each filed bills that would eliminate any fees needed to obtain a license to carry. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said in November 30th news release that he strongly supports Nicholas' legislation, Senate Bill 16, in his dedication and leadership to further support Second Amendment rights. You know, what we're talking about here is the ability for Texans to protect themselves no matter where they go, folks. The state is not your mama. Okay? It's not your life giver. Texas has one of the highest license to carry fees in the country. Roughly $140, the lone state represents, the residents must pay an application fee, assuming they don't qualify for discounts, and SB 16 will make a lawful carry more affordable for law-abiding citizens across the state. No Texan should be deprived of their right to self-protection because of onerous licensing fees imposed by the state. And Patrick's words were echoed by Abbott's spokeswoman, who said in a statement that Texas shouldn't impose a fee on those waiting to obtain a license to carry. We shouldn't need a damn license. The governor believes Texans shouldn't have to pay a price to exercise their Second Amendment rights, and looks forward to signing legislation that will achieve that goal. Oh, God, here comes more people moving to Texas. Please, folks, stay home and straighten out your own states. We're getting overloaded down here. Well, you know what? That may not be bad if we're going to head into the Second American Revolution. Well, y'all, the hell with it. Y'all come down here and bring your firearms with you, will you? We'll have a good old party. It'll start in Texas. Wild, wild west. Texas set to make it legal to openly carry handguns. The only people this is going to make nervous is wilting little liberals and criminals, all of which we have been trying to get out of Texas for a long time. I think we even contacted the company that makes Raid, that bug spray. And they said, no, we can't give you anything to kill humans. Well, we'll just have to carry our firearms and eliminate the vermin when we see them. Bye, Jiminy. All right. That's all that fits into these 2 hours, folks. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. I want to thank you very much for being here today and for supporting this network. The battle has just begun, folks. It has just started. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's here at Republic Broadcasting Network. We have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.